Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mass. Say happy Easter to you. I hope you're having a great day. This is the day the Lord has made, and the Bible said we can rejoice and be glad therein. We rejoice in the resurrection of our Lord. This is Easter season. We magnify the Lord. I trust today that you've been to a sunrise service and have enjoyed that. And this has been a different week. We've had cold weather. We had warm weather. But anyhow, today is the day the Lord hath made. So let's rejoice and be glad therein. Past failures, they're brought to my mind. I feel so worthless, I'm broken inside. But I must remember what God's word has said. Sins are forgiven and covered in red. Depths of the sea, under the blood, never remember because of his love. Though Satan reminds me, Jesus has said, forgive them, forgotten, and covered in red. On top of Mount Calvary, with nails in his hand, now he pleads for the guilty, forgiveness for them. Such love and compassion has never been seen. They're covered in red as he hung on the tree. In the depths of the sea, under the blood, never remember because of his love. Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, forgive them, forgotten, and covered in red. Though Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, forgive them, forgotten, and covered in red.
Well, the Happy Goodmans used to do a song called Forgiveness, and they sing about this forgiveness power of God and how the forgiveness power of God works in our life. And there's no greater word than when he said, thou art forgiven. We're glad today that we can be forgiven of our sin and cleansed from all unrighteousness. He said, I'll take your sin and cast it as far as the east to the east and the west to the west, and I will never remember them again. And we can believe that, trust that, and go to heaven on that. That's our ticket to heaven, is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, and thou shalt be saved. But we've got to believe in heaven and believe what Christ has done for us. And at this Easter season, it's more easy to remember that than it was in the beginning of time. So let's go right back right now and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one. This one says, oh, what a day.
There's There's a great celebration that is being planned today. And there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway. And the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
For what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number.
Reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand. And the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Kings and Lord of Lords. We'll all be there at the great marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm so glad today for Jesus and what he's meant to me down through the years. And we want to, and let's go right back now and listen to this recitation. And I love to do recitations. I don't owe anyone anything, but I do have a fellow down in Summersville who sent for one of my recitations, and I'm sorry I've never gotten it out to you, but I soon will. So let's go right now and listen to this recitation, and this one says heaven.
Announced over the radio that he would speak on heaven the following Sunday, and I would like for everyone to be listening. Well, that week he received a letter from an elderly gentleman that was very ill, and the letter went like this. Next Sunday, sir, you said you would be talking about heaven. Well, I'm much interested in that land. You see, I have held a clear title to a bit of property over there for so many, many years. No, I didn't buy it. It was given to me without money and without price. But the donor purchased it with a great, great sacrifice. Now, I'm not holding it for speculation since the title is not transferable. It is not a vacant lot. For more than a half a century, I have been sending up material out of which the great architect and the great builder of the universe has been building a mansion just for me. You see, termites, they can't mind its great foundation, for it rests upon the rock of ages. Fire will never destroy it. Floods cannot wash it away. No locks will never be placed upon its doors, for no robbers and no thieves will ever enter into the land. which will stand forever. It's now nearly completed and ready for me to enter and abide in that place forever without fear of ever being ejected. There is a valley, a deep shadow between the place where I lived and often that to which I shall be journeying. I cannot reach my home in that city, but sir, I'm not afraid, because the best friend I ever had went through that same valley a long, long time ago. He drove away all of the gloom, and he has stayed with me through which I have walked. And ever since then, we first became friends. That's been many years ago. I hold his promise that I would never be forsaken, that he would never leave me alone. You see, sir, I walk through the valley of the shadow, and I shall not lose my way, because he will be with me. I do hope to hear your sermon on heaven next Sunday from my home, but I have no assurance that I shall be able to do so. You see, my ticket to heaven has no date. It's marked for the journey. Yes, I am ready to go. And I may not be here while you are talking about heaven next Sunday, but, sir, I will be there. I will be with him in my new home.
Yes, sir, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. But if you have confessed your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's not guess so. That's not hope so. That's know so. We can know we pass from death into life because we have love one for another. I love you. I appreciate you. I preach to you each Sunday morning here. I sing, and I try to tell you there is truly something to believe in, and that something truly is Jesus Christ. Why don't you let him come into your heart in this Easter time especially, and let him come in and worship with you and live with you. Let him become the Lord of your life. David said, he's the shepherd of my valley, and I shall not want. So today, he'll supply your needs, he'll supply your wants, he'll supply whatever your need is. Well, let's go right back now, and I'm going right on into the sermon. And this is a song that says, "Why or When Do I Whine?"
I got up late one morning. Had to run to catch my bus. My, how my legs did hurt from all that running, and how I did sit there and complain. But then I looked up, and from my seat I saw a young girl coming down the aisle. She was walking on one leg in a walker, and as she passed by, she gave me one of the biggest smiles, and I thought, I have two good legs, and the world is mine. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. Later, as I was walking down the street, I saw a small boy with eyes of blue. As he stood and watched, he seemed he didn't know what to do. And I said, why don't you join the others, son? He looked straight ahead and spoke not a word. And then I seen that he could not hear. And I said, oh God, I have two good ears, and the world is mine. Please forgive me when I whine. On down the street, I stopped to buy some sweets. And the lad that sold them to me had such charm. I just had to talk with him for a while. It would not hurt if I was late, so I just sat and chatted for a while. And as I left, he said to me, thank you, sir. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk to folks like you, for you see, I'm blind. I said, Lord, I have two good eyes, and the world is mine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine.
Whoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As a living Father has sent me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna, and they are dead. But he that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things I say in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, is it spirit that is quickened? The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the very beginning who they were that believeth not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore, I say unto you, that no man come unto you except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus to the 12, "Would you also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life." Father, your word for your people, all God's people said it. Amen. You may be seated. What is happening here in this passage of Scripture? Maybe the same thing that happens to every church and every born-again believer. That these were the followers or the disciples of Jesus Christ. But the Bible said there was something happening they did not understand. And that's one of the biggest problems in the Christian world today. We simply don't understand God, even though this was their teaching. An illustration, and I nearly brought it with me today, a boiled egg. Have you ever taken an egg and boiled it? I love boiled eggs. I eat them quite often. But there's something about that boiled egg, I just can't tell exactly when it's done. I boil the egg, I understand they say 3 minutes is poached eggs. But I watch the clock and I boil my egg and I boil my egg and I boil my egg. But all the time when I'm boiling that egg, I am wondering, when is it going to get done on the inside? You see, a mystery unveils right before my very eyes. I can't understand. I don't know when the egg is done. If I could only look inside of that egg, I could tell exactly the moment that it was done. But I can't. I cannot look inside of that egg. As a matter of fact, I can't look around corners. I can't look through that door right there. I do not know what's going on the other side of that door. I don't know what's going on the back side of that door. I don't know what's going on the back side of that door. If I could only look into the future, if I could look inside of the egg, I would not have to guess. I would understand exactly when it got done. But I can't do that. But God can. God can look inside the egg. He can look behind the door. He can look behind the wall. As a matter of fact, the Bible said his eyes run through and fro throughout the earth. The whole entire world. There is nothing hid from God. But it's so hard sometimes for us to understand that. They could not understand that. Let me tell you what an unknown speaker said one time. He said, "I cannot for the life of me understand how that they could not understand what Jesus was saying. In this world of today, it is not confusing. But in that world, in that day, it was confusion for them to understand what he was really saying." And I'm finding today we're having the same problem. The biggest problem the church is having today, we just don't understand what God is trying to say. I think it was Randy that made the statement, find out what God is doing and get in on it. If we could only understand what God is trying to do, if we could only know the future, if we could only take the past, bring it into the present, so that we can know what is in the future. But we can't do that. Because the Bible said the secret things belong to God. Only the things that are revealed belong to me. Only the things I can see, the things I can feel, my five senses tells me that it's there. I can see it, I can feel it, I can taste it, I can smell it, because my five senses are operating in my body. But I cannot see a lot of times or understand what's really going on. The only thing I do understand in my spiritual mentality that I got to remember that He is God. Regardless of any circumstance, regardless of any situation, He is God. That's why that Jesus Christ said plain and very plain to those people, the bread that your fathers eat in the wilderness was manna. It fell from heaven. They ate it and they died. And then He goes on to say, but I am the bread of life. You eat this bread, you'll never die. And you know, that's hard to understand. It's hard to understand how we can eat of the flesh and drink of the blood and live. But it's in the atonement. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission for sin. The blood sacrifice came many years before that. It was placed upon the lintels of the door. And the Israelites said when the death angel came by, and he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over them. And yet these people were so ignorant to the fact, they could not understand what was going on. But you know, sometimes when our burdens become so heavy that we just can't hardly carry them, we also want to quit on God. I mean, sometimes the load gets heavy, doesn't it? Sometimes we get weary in well-doing. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we just seem like we're rowing all the way upstream, and everybody else is dragging their feet. Don't tell me there's not a time you don't want to quit. There's a time you just want to throw up your hands and say, I quit. I can't go any farther. But is it that easy to quit on God? Is it that easy to quit on God? Well, let me give you some strength. In Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, they shall not weary. They shall walk, and they shall not faint. That gives me strength. That gives me power. That gives me comfort. You remember that Jesus was in the midst of the storm, and the disciples were also in the midst of the storm. But the Master stepped forward and said, peace be still, and there came a great calm. Don't call the pastor, call on the Master. What's that songwriter said? Wake up the Master. We need in our times of burden, when the times we can't go any farther, we need to call on Jesus Christ. The theme song of my ministry many years ago, and I've never forgotten it, I've never left it, was Leave It There. When the sickness comes and the pains and the burdens and the heartaches come, don't quit on Jesus. He had pain and suffering, but He never quit on you. Cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. When you are being blessed, not being blessed.
When you finally make your entrance to the city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty.
That are broadcast today, we lift your name up. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And on this Easter Sunday morning, we pray that you will save souls, that you'll use my ministry, that I might be able to sing a song or preach a sermon that'll stir a heart. Lord, that's if we just win one soul, then we've accomplished a great accomplishment. So we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Neighbor, we do appreciate the help, the support that you give us on this radio ministry. I can't say that enough. I can mention a lot of names of people help me maintain this radio ministry and the computer and everything. We're getting used to using that so that we can bring you a good broadcast. And that's very important to us, very important to you, that we do our very best for Jesus Christ. So I'm wishing you a happy Easter and a brighter and beautiful day tomorrow, okay? Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts.